Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. For learning wisdom and discipline, for understanding insightful words, for gaining instruction in doing what is wise, righteous, just, and fair. For giving prudence to the simple, to the young knowledge and discretion. Let the wise listen and increase learning. Let those with understanding gain guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. My son, listen to the instruction of your father, and do not forsake your mother's teaching, for they will be a crown of grace for your head and chains to adorn your neck. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, "Come with us, let us lie in wait to shed blood. Let us ambush the innocent for no reason. Let us swallow them alive like the grave, gulping them down whole as those who go down into the pit. We will get all sorts of precious possessions. We will pile our houses full of plunder. Throw in your lot with us. We will all share one purse." My son, do not walk in their way. Do not set your foot on their path. For their feet run to evil, and they hurry to shed blood. For it is futile to spread a net in the sight of any bird. Yet these set a trap for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the ways of everyone who is greedy for gain. Unjust gain robs the life of its possessors. Wisdom cries aloud in the street. In the public square she raises her voice. She cries out on Main Street. At the entrance of the city gates she proclaims her words. How long will you simple ones love simplicity? How long will you mockers delight in mocking? How long will you fools hate knowledge? If you had turned at my reproof, I would have poured out my spirit upon you. I would have made my words known to you. Because I called, and you refused. I stretched out my hand, and no one paid attention. Because you have ignored all my counsel and rejected my reproof, I will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when terror overtakes you, when panic attacks you like a storm and disaster devastates you like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will diligently seek me, but they will not find me. For they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. For they rejected my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore they will eat of the fruit of their own way, and have their fill of their own schemes. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live securely, and will be at ease with no fear of harm.